Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will find out about a community gathering happening on Friday, October 13th at 6 p.m. at the Nettel Grange, which is just outside of Astoria. This first event will explore ways to support healthy living and aging for vital elders and young old souls, in other words, everyone. Licensed clinical social worker and internal family systems trainer Caitlin Stecker will facilitate this opening event with the participation of other community members who are going to offer a variety of modalities to enhance and support overall health and well-being. Today, we'll find out about this event happening. And Caitlin, thank you so much for being here and telling us what inspired you to create this.
Thank you, Donna, for being so supportive. And I want to know that I want you to know that I really appreciate how much you care about what happens here on the North Coast and making this possible for us to talk about today. So, yeah, I feel like I've got a calling. Kind of woke up in the middle of the night and had this idea of like it was time to have all the people I've worked with over the last 35 years perhaps have a chance to gather, and then including all the new people that are here on the North Coast and anybody else that might want to have an opportunity to have safe and supported connection in their lives, which is something that I know is imperative for living a good life, is having ways that we connect with others. And sometimes it's pretty hard to create that all by ourselves. And there certainly are many ways that we do. But what I hear from people is that they would really like to be with whatever we would imagine are people who are interested in growing and learning together. And that can mean a lot of things.
Absolutely. And Caitlin, for those who don't know you or are unfamiliar with you, you have a very busy family practice in Astoria. You do many things, including training trainers in internal family systems. So for those who aren't familiar with your work, please tell us a little bit about what you do and internal family systems.
I've been here on the North Coast for 35 years. Before that, I was in Madison, where I worked in the area of actually sexual abuse and incest and domestic violence and working with families in, again, kind of creating community and support for families and mothers, young mothers. And when I came here, I decided I really wanted to have a more kind of inclusive practice and not just focused on particular areas, though. Working with people and healing has, you know, been the theme always. And at that time, I was really pretty involved in psychodrama, which is a kind of way of working in groups and in action. My really dear friend found Internal Family Systems 20 years ago, and we both did the trainings. And now I've been a trainer of this work the last, 18 years, I guess. And it's become kind of the treatment of choice all over the world. We are in 35 countries, and we're celebrating at the end of the month our 40th year in Denver for a national conference with thousands of people, because it really works to heal. And it really makes a difference for people in their lives to understand this model of life and systems that says that we're all a multiplicity, and we're not just of one mind. We have different parts, and part of our kind of skillful living is to know our parts and to be able to, in a sense, be the internal parent that maybe we didn't get when we were growing up, that needs to be able to understand, listen to, witness, and support parts of us that are young. And that's what's wild about it, is that we think we might be adult, but we've got a lot of parts that are quite young. And I'm imagining that most people relate to the idea every once in a while you can be in a situation and you can feel like you're 4 years old and you don't even have access to your adult capabilities anymore. But that's natural and how the brain works. And so we work with that, and we're able to heal young ones that took on times of overwhelm or upset or hurt, and actually clear that out of the nervous system of a person so that they can be free to live in the moment now at their full experience. So.
Yes, often people could understand this in the way of, like, sometimes I'll say, I can't imagine I just said that, or who said that, you know, me said that. And there's that wonderful movie, the Pixar film, I think it is, called Inside Out. Yep. And Inside Out is not just a kid's movie. Inside Out is a movie which explains a little bit about how we function in the world in a very clever way.
Yeah, really fun and beautiful and touching. Yes. Yep.
So, Caitlin, this community gathering on Friday, October 13th, to support healthy living and aging for vital elders and young old souls is, I think we talked earlier about the fact that, you know, the times we live in with the pandemic and everything, people have become more reclusive and more, you know, it takes a lot for people to get out of their homes in the evening. Mm-hmm. And yet we need to create connection and do fun things with other people. Yeah. And then, of course, the Netflix has the Blue Zone series, which mm-hmm. talks about that. And why are people living longer and happier and healthier? So all of this factored into your desire to create and co-create with the community, mm-hmm. A place where people can move, have fun, be joyful, explore topics. Tell us a little bit more about that.
And I would add, or sit in the back and observe, because that's probably going to be one of the most important aspects of this, is creating a place, I hope together, where everyone can feel welcome. And we have that in the internal family systems model. We say all parts are welcome, and there are no bad parts. Now, of course, we've created a society and a social kind of order, you could say, where, you know, we have agreements about how things unfold as we're living with each other. But there's also something about being able to appreciate that people really do need to have permission to come into relationship with others, but not have to do anything, not have to be in any particular way or share anything. And I really want to get that message to everyone, that if you choose to come and check it out, there's nothing that you're going to have to do. We'll provide water, and you can drink it if you'd like, because I was just telling Donna, it's the third best water in the state. They're out at Lewis and Clark in the Natel Grange. So come have some water if you want it. And we'll just begin to explore what might be possible. And I would encourage people, if you haven't already watched the Netflix special, it's a documentary, four parts, Living to 100. And it's with the man, Dan Buettner, who created all this learning about the Blue Zones, which are places where people live into their hundreds healthily. They don't have, in these Blue Zones, they really don't have like assisted living places, because people are able to stay in their homes. Now, they do tend to be in places where the community can be very, very connected, because a couple of them are on islands. And there's a way in which that definitely supports people knowing each other and being there for one another consistently. I don't know that we're going to be able to create a Blue Zone, but I'd like to see if we might have enough interest here on the North Coast to at least look at some of the things that Dan found were really fundamental to the Blue Zones and how they lived. One of them was movement that supported the development of core strength all through life, and also balance, because we fall 5 times more than other cultures in the United States as we age. Falling becomes a really impactful reality here. And so one of the things that I've done is I've asked a bunch of our phenomenally talented body workers that we have in this community to be part of this. And each time we meet, one of them will offer a 10 to 15 minute practice, movement practice that you can do either standing or sitting in a chair that will create core strength and balance. And people could then have a chance to experience a variety of these and see if they'd like to explore them in any more depth. So we'll have yoga the first time with Sally Anderson, who is a gifted, incredibly gifted teacher. She's done a lot of work with the Cancer Center and in other places. She's just a terrific communicator of the joy of movement and what can happen when you just take a few minutes to stretch a little bit or whatever that is. So, and then we'll have some Tai Chi and Qigong and different times, because I'm hoping to not only meet this Friday the 13th, but that we'll also meet November 16th. And you can call me if you want to get more information about this. And we're going to give out our my number, and KMUN will also have the number. But that each time, one of the body workers will offer just a short little practice that you can learn and take with and see if it fits. So, yeah, so that's part of what we're going to do.
And then also, I know that, you know, we need to increase fun activities. I mean, balance and strength, movement, those are crucial pieces of aging well and living well. And then also, of course, what are some fun activities that bring laughter, spontaneity, and playful movement into our lives? Those are things you're also going to be addressing.
Well, the first time we won't do any of those things because we'll need to kind of check out, is it safe? And that's what's going to be important, is that we just begin to create something that feels like, okay, I can walk in here and be in whatever mood I'm in or any kind of physical condition that I'm in, and I will be welcomed. There'll be a place for me. I can find a place that I can belong without having to do or be anything. And so that's kind of my thing, and that's what I've been doing. I have two groups here in Astoria that have been going for 27 years, and just had a very meaningful group last night where, you know, we talked about creating a place where you can look around the circle and know people so intimately and so connected and feel the love for them and know that they love you and will be there for you in whatever. And so that's something that, you know, I've been experiencing and working with many, many, many people through this last, you know, 27 years. But I also, you know, in the trainings that we do around the country and in Canada that I've done for the last 18 years, we create these really loving, cohesive learning communities. So it's one of my, it's both a calling, a interest, and something that I feel like all the things I've learned all through my life allow me to have the skills to help people create those kind of connections and relationships. Again, the basic thing though is you don't have to do anything to come. You can just sit back, and actually it's what I do often first time. I sit back outside the circle kind of thing sometime and just observe. Partly that's because I'm an only child and that's what we do. But it's also just to say to you, if you're listening right now and wondering about this, just know you can come and check it out and there's nothing that you're going to have to do. You'll just get a chance to hear a little bit about it and see what fits perhaps for you. And if you'd like to explore it a little bit more in November, and then in December, I've done a solstice celebration for the last 33 years. And so we'll combine this idea of a community coming together for a opportunity to really explore and celebrate the returning of the light on December 21st. And so that will be an opportunity again for people to come together and just experience community. In January, my idea is, depending on how this goes, we'll see, it's an experiment. Then we may decide we want to do a little bit more on purpose around, like you were saying, playful activities. I got Someone who can do some very simple line dance with us, which used to happen a lot at the Natel Grange. All the dances that were happening and the music that would be there. And oh, that's right. Also, just to say, our beloved friend Larkin will be playing his flute and auto harp the first night on the 13th as a way of welcoming people and then having some moments to just kind of be with the music. So it's, yeah, all kind of stuff. Yep.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about an event which is open to vital elders and young old souls, everyone essentially, which is happening. It's a community gathering. First one happening Friday, October 13th at 6 p.m. at the Natel Grange, just outside of Astoria. Internal Family Systems trainer and licensed clinical social worker Caitlin Stecker is my guest. She will be facilitating this opening event with the participation of other community members, looking at ways to enhance well-being, overall health and well-being in community. The Blue Zones is a documentary on Netflix that she's referred to. It would be great if you want to watch that. So it's bringing some of these elements together in community, co-creating that with his first opening on Friday, October 13th, which is, again, for everyone. What is it about Western culture, Caitlin, that makes it so hard for us to connect with others, and we're in strive mode so much? Because one of the things I was impressed by after watching the Blue Zones series on Netflix was that they make time for ease and peace and relaxation and naps, and they do feel that they have a sense of purpose and connection. But in the Western culture, we seem a little stuck.
Yeah. Well, there's lots to say about all that. We might do a show sometime, Donna, on the way in which the left brain has become dominant when we're meant to be right brain. And that is a huge aspect of what we're dealing with. The right brain is a part of us that's about connection and relationship and having spontaneity in our life, having a sense, like you say, of peace and again, safety and support in our relationships. And that is that is what was meant to be and was dominant in our functioning until Western society started, just in the ways apparently that we've lived, more and more our left brain has become more dominant. And that the left brain with the, you know, L about logical and linear, and just the idea that left brain looks more for how to do and create something that allows us to feel that we're in control and that we can be safe through that control. And so I think it's affected all kind of things in us. And then very honestly, I think there's a lot of talk and appropriately about the way in which we have a culture that does create a lot of trauma, often for its members and especially for our children. I think we're just learning about parenting in a whole new way. In fact, there's a woman that's working with internal family systems and parenting that I highly, highly, highly recommend, Dr. Becky, and it's Good Inside is her podcast. I just say all parents, check it out. She is so helpful and supportive. And we need help and support because most of us, the only way we know to parent is to do what happened to us. And we even do it automatically without knowing it. And often we would prefer not to do that if we had some other ways of approaching our parenting. So that's part of, I think there's a lot of ways in which we're becoming more aware of some of these cultural imperatives. But we also, at the same time, it's amazing how there is a healing force that seems to be, in my experience anyway, coming more and more, and people are investing in it. Our trainings, we have 9,000 people on a wait list. We finally let go of that because it's, you know, whatever, and we're doing other ways of trying to respond to the need. But people really are interested in healing and being able to be free to live the life we're meant to live. And that's part of what I'm hoping that we'll be able to create, is just a little bit more support and impetus to that idea of how can I make my life more nurturing and supportive to me as I connect with others and do that for them as well. And so one of the things is sustainable relationships. How do we work through the glitches that happen, that inevitably happen in our relationships? And that's something, again, that I'm kind of called in the training world the repair queen, because I teach repair and am able to support people in really experiencing how to repair a disconnect with someone who really matters to you. And it's quite a capacity to develop, but incredibly important, because it means you get to be able to have relationships that are sustainable over time.
Relationships, I've heard it said, relationships are the guts of life. However, they are challenging. And since the pandemic and everything else in the world, the news, what's happening, a lot of people have retreated into their homes. They're not going out as much. They're not connecting as much. And yet we all want to feel like we belong, that we're connected with other people, that we have some sort of tribe, some sort of community. And with your creating this first event on Friday the 13th, to offer tools and resources and say, you know, what do you all need? How can we create more purpose, more joy, more movement, more health, whether it's even talking about nutrition and food? I mean, it's a big picture. And I think we are saying what we think of as success is not, you know, the bigger car, the bigger house. It's like, how healthy are you physically, mentally, spiritually? How connected are you? That's what's really important. And you know what? We didn't, by the way, give your number. You can just show up on Friday the 13th at the Nettel Grange at 6 p.m. or on Friday, October 13th, or you can call Caitlin Stecker directly if you have questions. Her number is 503-440-1788. And that number is also at the KMUN radio station. If you're driving and you want to call and the station after you get to your destination and get her number, you can do that. So if you want more information. But really, Caitlin, you are realizing that people are disconnected, and how can you help create a community where people are more connected, are having more fun, doing some things that are healthy like they do in the blue zones?
And also, again, as I said, really importantly, learning about how to create that better life for ourselves, and also just to enjoy the life we have. Some of what we know is that in our culture, we have a lot of what we call in internal family systems, we have a lot of manager parts, and that they're very busy with what we're supposed to do in our life, and often have a hard time. Of course, my mom had a really strong one. She would always say, you can't play until the work is done, and the work is never done. And so later in her life, we were able to laugh about that more. But it was that was the way that she basically lived and felt the need to be able to have everything in order and done before she could let herself relax or play or just be. And I think that's something that, you know, maybe part of me wants to offer to folks, that let's not die, and, you know, before we've had a chance to really be who we are and celebrate it with other people and have the peace to be able to be safe in an experience in our life, to just relax into this incredible world like it is this morning. So incredibly beautiful, and the wonder of it, and not to miss that. But
we're so busy working on our to-do list that we're not really in the present moment. And again, these other cultures have figured a way to be very present, not bullied by their to-do list.
Exactly. And also, you know, and just let me say, with in our model in IFS, it's the idea that every part of us is having a positive intention for how it's responding. And I know that's hard to be able to really appreciated times, because as humans, we do hurt each other. And so then it's like, well, is that a part that's positive? Well, often it is actually a part of a person who's taking care of them, but is creating hurt in others, but they're not really aware of it. The part is actually just focused on the person themselves. And so the idea that we can begin to have compassion for these parts of us and understanding what they're trying to do for us so that we have more choice about how we respond. And that's one thing that I would want to be able to offer to folks, is if we decide to create a learning community together more, that there'd be opportunities to get to know oneself and have more choice and more compassion.
I know that a friend of mine does a lot of work with agencies and people, and she said that what she sees in her practice is that people feel disconnected from themselves and from others. And so this community gathering is a way to connect with yourself maybe in a different way than you have, and connect with others. Mm-hmm. And everyone has tools and resources to offer.
Yeah.
I mean, what a wonderful opportunity for people to come together and check it out and see if they want to be part of something that on the North Coast that you are going to co-create with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it may be that some people are listening right now, Donna, that say, well, I've got something I'd like to share, you know, if I was going to be involved with a bunch of people. So if you feel like you have something that you think would fit in this, then come and let's see what we can create together. I really do feel like, again, it's like everything I've done in my life is bringing to this moment where I really, again, I just have a calling. It woke me up in the middle of the night, and I really felt this sense that it was time to see if we could, here on the lovely Oregon North Coast, and even the peninsula. There are bunches of people from the peninsula that would be coming, I'm sure, and hopeful. And just to be able to share our gifts in a way that won't happen necessarily otherwise. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Caitlin, for making time to do this. And again, Friday, October 13th, 6 p.m., the Nettel Grange, a first event to explore ways of supporting healthy living and healthy aging for vital elders and young old souls. So everyone is welcome. You can call Caitlin Secker if you want more information, or you can just show up and check it out. Yep. Thank you again. Thank you, Emma and Viri, for making this all possible with technology. Talk of Our Towns airs the first Thursday of each month. And I so appreciate all of you who listen, all of you who support KMUN. How about right now we just take a quick moment to take a very deep breath. It's good for our body, mind, and spirit. And then with gratitude, give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. We do that until we know better, for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.